I had him on Friday, and I'm going to have him on tomorrow because Dave is part of the FIRST Robotics program here in San Diego County. Dave, how you doing today?
Doing well, Dave. How you doing?
How did the I was just dying. I mean, you know, sell used cars, go to FIRST Robotics, sell used cars. I mean, hey, what can I tell?
I know.
But hey, tell me, what is now? First off, okay, before we tell everybody. First off, what is FIRST Robotics?
So FIRST Robotics is a K-12 robotics program to get students in grades kindergarten through 12th grade really involved in STEM fields with a focus on, obviously, on robotics. So,
and what's STEM? What's STEM?
STEM, I'm sorry. So STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Okay.
So as a country, we're looking at ways to get kids more involved in those fields. That's what's helped us to get us to where we are.
But haven't we dropped... And when you look at globally, when it comes to that, because we used to be the leaders, have we not fallen back just a tad?
Yes, we certainly have. And it's programs like this that we're trying to get ourselves back up the notches there and put us back to where we really should be as a country and really focusing on these science, technology, engineering, and mathematics as a really key part to our successes.
And one of the funny things about the FIRST Robotics, because when people hear, oh, yeah, robotics, okay, you must be going to the cream of the crop, the kids with the smartest, the ones with the highest GED. No, you have just opened it up to any child that wants to participate, because it's not all about electronics and electrical and all that. You've got what? Marketing. You've got fundraising. I mean, you've got, it's like a business within a business, within a business.
It really is. And it's really, you know, he came in, the founder of FIRST Robotics, you know, he said the robots are sort of a hook to get the kids in, but really what they're learning, you know, that what they can be exposed to and involved in is really the sky's the limit, you know. And if you, like you say, if you do it out in industry and in the real world, chances are you could do it on one of these robotics teams. And often kids come in, you know, I've seen kids come in and say, hey, I just want to do some writing for the team. If I'm a good writer and that's what I want to focus on. Next thing you know, they've got a wrench in their hand and they're working on the robot and going off to college to study engineering.
Well, you know, when you look at it, here's an organization called FIRST Robotics that has taken anywhere from 5 to 20 children in an area that they wouldn't normally be together, and you put them together for 6 weeks, and God, you kill them, but you really get them to like pizza. I don't know what it is about the pizza thing, but these kids, because that's all they live on, and towards the end of the competition, and we need to let people know, they'll build. What happened today was FIRST Robotics were given globally, by the way, over the internet, Sky, Scamp, I don't know what all that stuff is. But anyway, they got to see what the new competition is for 2013. So now everybody collected their box. And by the way, if you watch KUSI tomorrow morning at 7:40, you will see the new competition. Then they'll have what, Dave, 6 weeks to build it?
Yeah, so like you say, the game changes every year for these high school students, and really this is the kickoff of the kind of top program within FIRST, of the four programs for the varsity level for high school students. And, you know, with the game changing every year, game always rolls out in the first Saturday of the new year, and FIRST only gives these students and mentors 6 weeks to design and build their robots for competition. And I'll tell you, I've had a lot of engineers come through my school and say, you know, our whole engineering firm couldn't do this in 6 weeks because we'd have to have meetings and purchase and change orders. You know, so really what these kids do is truly amazing. So today was really the big day. It was a kickoff for the new season of FIRST Robotics, like you said, across the country and actually globally. So broadcast out on NASA TV today was the new game, and it looks like our robots are going to be playing a modified Frisbee golf game this year.
Oh, my God. I thought lunacy was bad. Oh, you got to be kidding me. But, again, now, if somebody's out there, has a child that keeps taking apart all their electronics in the house, maybe they ought to go to a website. And what would that website be that would give these kids and the parents a way to drive their child to whatever direction they need to be within FIRST Robotics?
Yeah, so like I said, this program's really, there's programs for students in kindergarten through 12th grade, and you can find out about all the different levels of programs, the different age groups, at the U.S. First Robotics site, which is a fairly easy site, which is www.usfirst.org. There you go, and has all the information there, and including my contact information as a regional director for Southern California, and I can always answer questions for people and get them pointed in the right direction there.
And he's a 24/7 kind of guy, folks. I'm here to tell you, because he's just as passionate as I am, and he's good on TV. I mean, I was actually impressed. He'll be on again tomorrow morning, because that makes him there again at 7 a.m. But you know what? It's all about giving back, and we need to be in the lead. It's not like we don't have the financial, you know, welfare to put us forward, but we need the kids to have them. Those, you know, as I've told you this, Dave. You know, when I started radio, I was 49. You know, come on. Why didn't somebody show it to me when I was 12, 13, or 14? You know, so this is why, you know, instead of getting upset, you know, get even. Give it back to the kids that have not seen it. And, yes, we're going to have these kids on KCBQ right here. There will be hours upon hours. I will dedicate my show strictly to these kids. Why? Because part of FIRST Robotics is not just building a robot and making it to whatever insanity Dean Kamen wants it to do, but it's about putting a bunch of kids together and building a little tiny business, marketing, you know, manufacturing, engineering, you know, the whole nine yards. And when these kids come, because I'll tell you, folks, I'm dedicating as many hours as it takes on March what?
March 7th through 9th at the Valley View Casino Center.
I will be down. Okay, it's sports arena for you guys that are not aware of that, because you're old and you've been living in Alpine as long as I have. But I will be down there, and I will interview every single child that wants to be interviewed for his high school, because this is worldwide. But you know what, Dave? You thought you had the night off. Now, hang right there. I'm remembering who my guest is. Dave is from firstrobotics.org. Go there right now while you're sitting there listening to the show, because I know, hey, it's Saturday night. What else is going on at 7:20? And Dave is a good buddy of mine, and he is about as passionate about FIRST Robotics as I am. And again, Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
All right. And by the way, folks, we had a kickoff today. And what high school was it at?
The kickoff was at Kearney High School. We had about 39 teams out there today, mostly all from San Diego County, and probably about 450 students out there to watch this, find out what the new game was for this year.
So what are they calling it this year?
That's a good question. I don't remember the name yet. I'm still trying to figure out how to throw a frisbee.
A frisbee golf?
Yeah, so frisbee golf, that's what I told the students. I said, how are we going to make a robot throw a frisbee when I can't even throw one myself? Huh?
Really? Or let alone golf. Hello, the ball's too small. Well, thank God it's a small arena. So, okay, so now we're talking kids. What are the age limits of what we're looking at right now?
So, like I said, with FIRST, there's four different programs. We get kids that started in all the way down in kindergarten. It's a program for kindergarten through third grade. We have another one that starts in third grade, goes all the way up to eighth grade, where they use Lego-based robots to build program robots there. A couple different high school programs, kind of a erector set type robot, and then the varsity level fully fabricated robots we have to kick off for today.
Wow.
There.
But, you know, how long have you guys been doing this?
FIRST has been around for about 22 years now, founded by Dean Kamen, and really took off like a wildfire over the years. And I've personally been involved in San Diego here for 9 years with FIRST, and came in as an engineering high school teacher in San Diego here. And, really seeing the impacts of the program firsthand with my students.
Well, and that was what I was going to ask you. I mean, since you're kind of more ground, you know, not taking anything away from any of the people in the past, future, what have you. I mean, you're grounds roots. You're an instructor. I mean, you're the one that's teaching this. So you actually see an impact as this being a positive?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, not only just, you know, my goal is teaching engineering to my students, you know, my ultimate goal is that they go on and follow, studies in engineering and eventual careers. But, my hope is, if nothing else, that they are aware of what engineers do and what kind of impact they have on our society. And so for for a program like this, you know, that it just, you know, like I said, they do that and more. So they come out of this program with really being able to really succeed in college and their future careers with the skills that they're learning,
right,
not just in engineering, but the really life skills, those soft skills that so many students are unfortunately lacking these days coming out of school. And so for really to be able to have these kids exposed to this is just amazing. And really the universities and colleges have realized this as well. And you know, there's over $15 million in scholarships available to these students. And because the universities say, wow, these kids are amazing and they're mm-hmm. really set up well to succeed. We want them in our colleges.
And you got to say South Bay, you know, Chula Vista, National City, San Ysidro, Nestor, what have you. You guys have been absolutely amazing when it comes to participation. Because what's funny, because I also deal with the Salute to Education with Ford, okay, and they do a scholarship and what have you. And for whatever reason, Ramona, they just kick, you know what, in an automotive division. But you guys are amazing. I mean, I'd like to see the whole San Diego County wrapped up at first, but is it me or is it not that you guys are the leaders?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're a program that's tried and true and really has developed over the years.
Truly.
Really, yeah, and it's just, you know, really, it's not just a single focus program.
Mm-mm.
Although it's called robotics, it's like we said, it's not just about robotics.
God,
it's so
no.
much more than that.
I've interviewed thousands of the, you know, I have to tell you, and I'm going to sue you, because after every time I go down and I interview 4 or 5 hours, thanks to God, what's the name of that company? Siggy's the one that runs it. Oh my God, I'll have to think about it later. But thanks to them, they had me come down here. After I'm done, I end up with a cold that lasts like 3 weeks. I gotta tell you, I'm going to either put a sack on my head, but you know what? You got to hug every kid. Come on. And I will interview every single breathing child that wants to be on radio and give them a copy of the show, because you know what? I don't, you know, you guys, First Robotics and all those kids are better than any vitamin, anything that I can take orally, because you guys are so, if anybody ever thought that our children are going the wrong direction or they're going into the tank or they're going, you know, which was what our parents said about us and their parents said about them, come to firstrobotics.org. Just go to the website. I don't care what your kid has the capabilities of. At least show them First Robotics. Because I can tell you right now, Dave, last year, I bet you 60% of the kids I interviewed had no desire whatsoever to be in mathematics, technology, or engineering, or any of that stuff. But they were so happy to find it. And I really think that's really the accolades of the program, thanks to Dean Kamen.
Yeah, it's really about the exposure, you know, getting these kids into a program that gets them exposed to it. And it's not sitting in a chair in a classroom with somebody, you know, preaching to them. It's getting in there and doing it firsthand and really seeing the successes and being involved in a competition that has the glitz and glamour of a rock show at a big arena. And the kids just feel like they're really part of something amazing, and they truly are. Just a quick note, it's usfirst.org. Throw a US in front of there. You can also search it on first on Google. It'll be the very first thing in about a bazillion things that have the word first in it. One of our good sponsors, Google, there. It really is, you know, it gets these kids energized about it, really. We want more kids involved, but, you know, on that same note, we couldn't do this program if it wasn't for our professional mentors to come in and work side by side with these students. I mean, so many of the teachers that run these programs don't necessarily have the skills and background in robotics and electrical and, you know, mechanical design and all the different things. And so we really rely a lot on professionals to come in and spend a little bit of their time with these kids. And you know, I guarantee you if they do that, they'll be changed forever and hooked like the rest of us. You know, it's seeing these kids shine and glow and really, you know, the light bulbs pop on that it keep us all coming back to it.
Well, I've been involved since 08, and I felt I've kind of been the media guy to give to. But you know what? I haven't really come right out and said it. I'm going to say it on air right now, because I kind of could make for a great media mentor, because the thing that people don't understand is this is not free. This is not a free lunch. This is not something that, you know, we're giving to a bunch of rich kids. To start with, these are not the brainiacs of the world. I mean, there are a few of them in there, but there's a lot of kids like yours and mine that, hey, are just a normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill child, but you still got to pay to do this. This is not free. It'd be nice if it was. I mean, the program is free as far as putting together the competition, but to participate, there is a dollar amount. So there's marketing, there's selling. There's interacting, getting people to sponsor. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dave.
No, definitely. I mean, there's, you know, these teams have to fundraise a considerable amount of money. They have registration fees. They need to buy various robotics, you know, materials and supplies to build their robots for competition.
Yeah.
You know, they have, you talked about marketing and PR. They're so much of FIRST is not just building a robot, like we said, but really is spreading that word of kind of science and technology and trying to get other people interested and involved in it. And so, you know, these teams do a tremendous amount of outreach and community service and,
well, but they need to understand. We need to understand this is not just some kind of a rich man's game that we're playing here that these kids get to do. No. Tell me, what's it cost for one team to register for FIRST Robotics?
So a rookie team in their first year costs $6,500.
Hello, folks. Were you listening? Dave didn't stutter. $6,500. Hello, we're talking about kids in grammar high. Hello, $6,500. Good Lord, they could barely pay basketball. So we need to get involved. I don't want to throw negative out there, but we need to get involved. Watch KUSI tomorrow morning, 7:40. We'll have more about it because it's all about kids. Because if we want to be the leaders in technology, where we used to be, the only way it's going to happen, because I mean, I don't know of any other organization that's reaching out as far back as grammar school kids. Hello, grammar school kids. I had my appendix out when I was 8, and the nurse found me under my bed taking it apart. Okay? I never got any direction, but I could have been an engineer. Hello? I took the whole bed apart, got in all kinds of trouble. They wouldn't let me put it back together, which I knew I could, but that's a problem I'll have to live with for the rest of my life, plus my appendix is gone. Hey, we got to take a small break, Dave. You know what? I've decided this is going to be the FIRST Robotics show. I'm going to keep you on until the top of the hour, so you might as well just kick back, relax, think of more things to talk about. Hey, I want to talk to my good buddy, Dave. Dave, I forget. What's your last name? Who cares? Right?
It's Dave. That's all that matters.
That's all that cares. Hey, nobody's got your credit card number. You're in the pink. But hey, Dave is now. You are the regional director of FIRST Robotics. Here in San Diego.
For Southern California.
Excuse me. Yeah. Should I get out of my chair or can I stay seated? No, I'm serious, folks. I got to give him crap because you know what? I make him do things. I get up early in the morning. Dude, I've given him, what, two segments, and he's going to be back tomorrow. You know what? Because how passionate are you about this? I mean, since I've got you on for an hour, what got you into this? Do you have a kid that was into it? Something you just fell into? What?
That's a great question. Still trying to figure that one out. I actually, that's probably, like I said, about 9 years ago when I first got started. My former life was a marine engineer, worked on ships for a while, and kind of happened into teaching, just having a passion for engineering and wanted to share my experience, my knowledge, and try to inspire our kids. And my father, who's also in education in San Diego for a long time, pretty much all my life, and he was helping a team out, Madison High School, actually, and they were going to the championship back in Atlanta, Georgia. And he went back to help them out, and he came back and he said, you know what, Dave, we got to get involved in this. This is just an amazing program. And, you know, it's when you go to these competitions, there's, you know, we can talk about it on here for the next 3 days. And it's hard to explain that energy and excitement that you see at the competitions. And you know, I know I'm preaching to the choir with you there. But
yeah. Make my day. Did KUSI show up this morning?
They did not.
Damn. All right. Well, I was trying. Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's okay. But let's get him there during the competition. And you're right. I mean, you talk about infectious. Dude, this place is insane. I mean, when you get down, how many teams do you expect this year?
We have 60 teams registered for the San Diego Regional.
From all over everywhere.
From all over everywhere, yeah.
And we have to throw a story out there because, and this is probably the best PR story for FIRST Robotics there ever was, ever written, that wasn't ever written. And that was a team, and I might have logistics kind of jacked up, but Dave, you can correct me. But here was a team that came out of South America, if I'm not mistaken, came into the U.S. with their robot to do what it needed to do. And I don't know if it had 9/11 had any inspiration, but they confiscated the robot. They said, sorry, it's not coming to the U.S. Well, we need to bring it to the U.S. No, you can't have it. So they said, okay, fine. So they came to San Diego anyway with no robot. Again, jump in anytime if I'm jacking this story up, but I think I got it pretty straight. So the rest of the teams found out this team came from South America and said, well, we're just here. You know, we don't have a robot. They confiscated it. So, okay. So all the teams donated parts and pieces for this team to compete. And I think they beat most of the people that donated parts and pieces. Is that a true story or what?
You got the gist of it there pretty much right on, yeah. So all these teams got together and donated parts and helped them build a robot. You know, we said we'd build robots in 6 weeks, which is a phenomenally short amount of time to build these robots. And these teams got together and threw a robot together for this team to compete and be part of the competition in a day, you know, and really, because that's what FIRST is about. It's, you know, one of the things that's preached over and over throughout FIRST is this gracious professionalism.
Yeah.
And it's really about teams working together and sharing ideas and working, you know, to be better all around and not just to, you know, try to, you know, beat your opponent and however, right. however you can at whatever cost. That's not what FIRST is about.
But isn't it ironic? Nobody preached that. They never preached it from the beginning. They never preached it in the middle. They never preached it at the end.
Right.
They just put the program in progress. And, you know, okay, maybe these are why these guys are brainiacs. You know, you included. I mean, I seen your pocket protector. You got freaking 3 pins. I don't even have a pocket protector. I don't even have a pocket, if you noticed. But no, I'm only kidding. Because without you guys and girls, and let's not forget the girls, because I mean, you know, without the kids of today, you know, and I think you know, as we go through life, you know, each generation we learn, you know, the good and the bad and what have you. And I think every generation, it seems to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, every generation of children that are born and grow are smarter than the generation before. And I think it's because the befores realize what they missed, correct it, and give it to their generation, and then their generation gives the next. I mean, you're a brainiac. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, but where did I learn most of my things went from? It was from my father, you know, and it is about passing on the knowledge and the experiences, and, you know, and certainly that's the hope, is that we're continuously growing as a society, as a culture, and programs like this that allows the students to do that. And really, and you mentioned the girls and so many underserved students that, you know, the parents never went to college, you know, maybe didn't even make it through high school. And, you know, they're getting exposed to programs like this. They're getting scholarships. They're going to college. They're having these amazing careers. And, you know, and we just didn't, I didn't have an opportunity like this when I went to school. And, you know,
dude, you're a kid. Come on, you're a kid. You're just a little kid. Try it at my age. I mean, good Lord, I didn't even find radio till I was 49, and then I became an addict, and I'm doing 5 hours of radio. But, you know, it doesn't make any difference. It really doesn't. Our life are laid out the way it is for whatever it is, and we just have to roll with it. But I have to tell you, I've been doing radio for 20 years. I've never, ever found a passion as much as I've found with FIRST Robotics. And it's not because I'm a brainiac by any stretch of the imagination. Good Lord, I figured out that I'm a phone guy. If I want something done, I'm making a phone call. I am not going to Home Depot and buying nothing. And without kids, what it gets me is when I interview the kids, and Dave, I know you've done it too. It's like a bright light in a dark room. They have no preconceived notions, and why not? You know, it's like, why not? If you said, hey, wouldn't it be nice if we could have this piece of wood talk? You know, it's like, why not? And they'll figure it out. And that's the beauty of it, of the whole thing. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, we don't tell these kids what they can't do. We let them, you know, reach for the sky, and we tell them what they've got to do, but there's no ceiling in what we do, you know, and it's just amazing what these kids come up with, and, you know, I'm constantly floored by what they do and what they accomplish with this program.
Well, let's talk about that wild woman, Sandy Hodges. I mean, we got to throw some time out on that woman. She contacted me in 08 on Christmas Day. Now, I understand she's got 13 kids, I don't know, 57 grandkids, I don't know how many husbands, but Christmas Day, she reaches out. And it's been an absolute FIRST Robotics love affair ever since. And I think that's really what it takes. It takes people like Sandy, and there's a whole team. It's not just her. It's a whole team. You know, Siggy Carpenter, yourself, and you know, really the kids, and then all the sponsors. Do you want to throw something out for the sponsors since I got you on the line?
Yeah. You know, and it really is, you know, first I want to say that this program relies so much on volunteers, and there's so many people that give so much of their time and effort and energy to this program, and it really is what makes it succeed, because, like I said, if it was only up to the teachers, it would be really tough to do. And and in addition, we talked about the expenses for the teams to participate in this program, and really when you break it down per dollar per student, there aren't any other programs out there that are making this kind of impact for that kind of dollar. And so really, you know, these teams are relying on grants, they're relying on local and national companies to sponsor and support them. In addition to the funding the teams, we really, you know, I don't know if you checked the rent on the sports arena lately, but it's not cheap. And so we, you know, every year we have to raise money to pay for the sports arena.
Wait a minute. You mean they're charging you a whole arm? Okay, send me an email. By the way, I got my computer working now. Without your help, thank you very much. Caused my wife to have...
If I can't put a wrench on it, I don't know what to do with it.
Dude, my wife was going through mental anguish because I told her if she wanted to live here anymore, she better fix my computer. And she did. But seriously, why don't we, we got way until March, and I don't care if they're listening or not. Let me know who the people are you're dealing with. I will give them radio, and I will give them TV. They cannot charge you retail for that building. I understand they got to pay for any of about the people that work there, security, food, and what have you. Please, Dave, on air, live, everybody's listening, the whole wide world, send me the info. We're going to work them a deal.
All right.
If not,
that.
I'll guilt the crap out of them. I'll make them feel so bad they won't even be able to sleep at night. Come on, it's our kids. Jeez, Louie. Okay, you know what? I'll take all their toasters away. If I take their toasters away, they'll be toast. They won't know what to do. And you think I'm kidding? I'm not. Because, folks, all you have to do is watch one of my segments with these kids. Any kid that would get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to come to KUSI, you got to admit, these kids are passionate. I'm telling you. And I think really it's because, you know, Dave and Siggy and all the gang and Sandy, they've given these kids an opportunity. And, you know, how could you not be appreciative of an opportunity? Whether they realize it or not, they will. And how many mentors? That's the other thing. We haven't even talked about that, but we're going to do that when we come back. Dave, go have a cup of coffee because I've got you for 15 more minutes. See, you didn't think you were going to be on for an hour, did you? See, you're already chubby. You need to lose some weight. You don't need to have dinner. Anything after 8, forget about it. Just go to bed. Hold on a second. You guys are listening to the You Want to Know show. This is the firstrobotic.org. You better check that website out before I come back. But anyway, Dave, welcome to Jesse. Jesse, welcome to Dave. Say hi to each. Okay. Now, Jesse, tell him what you do.
I'm an electrical engineer.
Okay, cool. Now, there's your new mentor, Dave. We'll get him hooked up. Explain to Jesse why he needs to be part of FIRST.
Well, kind of like we talked about, you know, it's just we go to school and we work and we, you know, sometimes we forget why we're doing what we're doing. And when you can work with these kids and inspire these kids to really follow a passion in engineering, it's, you know, there's nothing more rewarding. And you know, that's why we've talked about the passion from all of us adults. And you know, that's what's fueling us is that just seeing these kids, and Dave talked about those light bulbs popping on. And, you know, there really is. It's hard to walk away from this program once you get involved. So I will warn you on that. It really is a rewarding experience.
Well, without a doubt. And the only reason I brought Jesse on, because he is, like I said, he's an electrical engineer, which is the basis. If I can get him to stay up or get up early enough tomorrow on 7:40 on KUSI. You wake up that early?
Not normally.
Yeah, I know. Set your alarm. No, because, you know, FIRST is such a, and really what it is, it's just, you know, you're in it. You're in science, mathematics and technology field. I mean, you're in it. How you got in it, you got in it.
Back in high school, I know my class had a FIRST robotics team at High Tech High.
Why didn't you tell me that? I wouldn't have been doing all this tap dancing.
Well, you were busy going through your paperwork.
Well, no, I'm just trying to keep PA in line. So you've been involved with FIRST Robotics?
I have not personally. A lot of my classmates were. And, yeah, they had a great time.
What High Tech High did you graduate from?
At the time, I think it was the only one.
The only one?
Yeah. The original one, I believe, in Point Loma.
What year would you think that was?
06.
06. Okay.
Well, that happens to be where I teach also, and that was my team there at High Tech High there.
I knew it was you, David. I had a feeling.
See? Okay. Guess what? If you ever want to come back to this show, you got to be a mentor at FIRST Robotics. Come on, dude. You'll love it. How about if you be my co-host on the radio? Because I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to interview every one of them little rugrats. I mean, those wonderful children. And talk about... Sorry, I could do that. They give me a cold that lasts 3 weeks, 3 months afterwards. Then, of course, we have P.A. Davis in the house. He's sitting here looking at me like, what are you talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
You know
about.
What FIRST Robotics is all about?
Yeah, they have the robot competitions where they... Isn't it the BattleBots, Jesse?
Well, it's not really BattleBox, but what they do is Dean Kamen and a bunch of his, brainiacs get together, and I don't know how they do it, but they come up with this idea. I think the one that freaked me out the most, and I know, Dave, you were involved in it, and that was Lunacy, to where they made this game only work on a surface as if it was the moon, which meant... These kids attacked every ice rink in the county to try to make this robot do what it needed to do. And that one was wild. The last year's was bad enough. I mean, it was basketballs and hoops and what have you. I kind of liked it because they beat the snot out of most of the TV guys at KUSI. But every time they come up with this. So before I let you go, what's the concept of frisbee and golf?
So the idea is basically these teams, they have to be able to throw frisbees, which is not an easy challenge, And the game this year is called Ultimate Ascent. So not only do they throw frisbees into goals at various heights and locations, there are big pyramids in the middle of the field probably about 8 feet tall. And if they can get their 120-pound robots to climb this pyramid, they get points based off of how high they can get off the floor. So there's always some kind of in-game challenge, and this year it's climbing pyramids, apparently.
And is there not the cooperation of other teams, or is it going to be one-on-one? Because I remember before, last year, you had people you competed against, but you also had people you had to work with.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that inspires this gracious professionalism and cooperation, which is another trademark name by FIRST. But that idea of working together, because in the qualification matches, you're randomly paired up with two other high schools competing against three other high schools. So you could be going head-to-head with one school, one match, and the very next match you could be playing with that team. So, you're always trying to help people out if they need parts, if they need anything, because you never know who you're going to be playing with or who you're going to be going up against. And so it really inspires that kind of working together idea.
Absolutely. Jesse, you got any questions? No, he's good. Well, my other thing,
they can't
too.
Can't see you when you shrug.
Yeah, I seen the shrug. But the other thing, too, is what a lot of people don't take into consideration. And I know it sounds trivial against all this, electronic and digital, but the mascots, the actual people that are motivating and hopping up and down and dressing up and doing whatever they can to support their team, that's a big part of FIRST Robotics. It has nothing to do with electronics. You don't have to plug them in, even though a few of them look like they should have extension cords. But, it's really all about the whole package and the motivating, mascots and team players. I mean, my goodness, that's the most amazing thing.
Yeah, it's just a tremendous amount of energy there. And it's just, you know, we've got kids working in all different fields, all different areas, you know, supporting the team wherever they can, because these teams really are families. They spend so much time together, and you know, they're trying to push their team to be the best they can and help out and really get other people excited about science and technology and, you know, helping to get excited along the way themselves. So really is amazing.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
I just wanted to say, if there are any, you know, if you think your company, your business, your personal, if anybody wants to get involved, whether it's providing mentors or providing funding for, you know, teams or for the regional, you know, you can always reach out to me, and you can find my information at usfirst.org, and I'm happy to help you get connected with teams for mentoring or funding or anything like that. Really can't do this without everybody's support.
You know, Dave, I have a question, because I got a phone call yesterday from a buddy of mine that works at Kearny Mesa Fiat, and he belongs to the Alfa Romeo Club, and they have $500 that they would like to set up for some kind of a scholarship for some local kid in San Diego. Would that be something you'd be interested in looking into?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like I said, with over $15 million in scholarships, those range from $100 up to, you know, a full ride at universities, and we can get them set up and offer scholarship here in San Diego for teams. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then, because, you know, he was trying to find a local automotive, but, you know, the more I got to thinking about it is, really? I mean, when's the last time you've seen a piston or a camshaft or a crankshaft? You better have a frickin' computer. Dude, you better have a computer. You better have a laptop, because you're not fixing today's cars. If anything goes wrong internally, you pull it out, you stick another one in, and you say, have a nice day. So if you don't have the electronics and the math and all that behind you, you know, today and further, these cars are going to be so difficult, there's no way. I mean, trust me, no one is going to know what a piston is. It's going to become like an archaic bone. Dave, thank you very much. But guess what? You're calling in tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Have a big dinner. No, don't have a big dinner. Don't have anything to eat. I want to keep you enthusiastic. All right. But, hey, if you want anybody else to call in, too, if you want some students to call in, you know, maybe give some impressions. And, by the way, we're going to bring the box of what the competition is tomorrow, KUSI 740. If you're not watching, I know where you live. Dave, thanks a lot. Look forward to hearing from you tomorrow night, and I'll see you tomorrow morning right there on KUSI.